We're talking to Chris, the president of the Farmers Bank. Big news today for the Farmers Bank. Chris, can you tell us about it?
Yeah, exciting news, actually. We have an opportunity to partner with another bank to become a $2.6 billion bank. So we will more than double in size. And at the same time, we'll still maintain our Frankfort, Indiana headquarters here as the bank. I will continue to lead the organization as president and CEO. And so it gives us an opportunity to enhance our ability to serve our customers, give our employees a lot more opportunities in as they build their careers. And it will help our shareholders in different ways by having more liquidity in their stock, be able to buy our stock a lot easier, and also benefit from increased dividends.
Now, this will also put you in a position of being able to address the needs of some of your larger lenders?
Yes. We are in some markets that do demand higher lending limits than we can provide. And so rather than sending our customers to other banks, we can then take care of them a lot easier and a lot better by making this merger happen.
Now, will the operational location of this new entity, the operational location, will it still be in Frankfort?
There will be operations in Frankfort and there will be operations in Richmond. We're combining two banks relatively the same size into one bank. So a lot of the operations that we currently have will continue to exist, and we're going to need the people to operate. And so newly remodeled building, it will still have a lot of operations here in Richmond. There will be a lot of operations that will continue there also.
How is this going to affect the Main Street customer, the small business customer that have been dealing with the Farmers Bank so many years? How will they notice the difference, or will they? How is that going to play out?
Yeah, our goal is ultimately they don't notice anything, and they are still working with the same individuals in the same locations that they have for 150 years. So the opportunity here is that we will be able to offer better technology. One of the couple of things that we've heard recently, we don't offer tap debit cards. So when people go into a store, well, with this merger, that is something that everybody should be able to receive. And so some of those technology enhancements that others have been asking for will be able to come to reality. And so I think we should see better offerings, better products, better services, and being able to help the customer better in all of our financial centers by having more access to some resources that we just don't have currently at our size.
Now, when they go by the bank, or when they go by the drive-through, they see your presence at a crossing banquet with your logo. Will the name be changed? But how is that going to happen?
Yeah, the name will be changed. We will be looking at merging our name and their name in some way, and so we'll come up with a new name. We expect our logo to continue to remain the same. So the orange diamond that I know has become very, I think, a very good logo for us, and we stand out in a lot of the markets, that will continue to exist. The name will change, and we are working on that right now to try to determine what the best fit is for a bank that operates from Frankfort, Indiana to Columbus, Ohio.
Now, I know in some marriages, the names change. Would you characterize this more as a marriage or a takeover?
That's exactly how I paraphrased this morning. If I used a parable, it was a marriage parable. This is a marriage of two banks coming together. And in any marriage, there's give and take. And so there will be some things that we may not do exactly the way we used to do them, because we're going to accept the way that Richmond has done, First Bank in Richmond has done them. And there will be things that they're going to accept. I'm excited because as being leader of this new combined organization, there's a lot of influence that I have since I've been here now 2.5 years that I've picked up from Frankfort. So my location doesn't change. I'll still be here and still be operating out of the Frankfurt location.
Will some of the board members also be visible on this new entity?
Yeah, so we will have 5 of the 11 board members on the new entity. All of our Clinton County board members will continue on, along with our current board chair, Barb Cotillo, and myself.
Anything else you'd like to share? It's a busy day for you, I'm sure.
It is very busy. We're really excited about the opportunity to grow and to be a part of our community. We continue to serve Frankfurt and Clinton County, along with Hamilton, Boone, and in very short order, Tipton County, for the next few months before we actually make this combination happen. And we'll continue to try to inform customers as well as we can, either via email or mail, to let them know what's happening. But hopefully nobody sees much of a change, and we just continue to go on our way.
Chris Cook, president of the Farmers Bank and president of the new entity, precisely named to come. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Russ.